All too often, a classroom setting is limited to the classroom itself. But here at NMU, the outdoor recreation program involves action-based learning and service learning projects. We're going to highlight one project in particular, and the event is right around the corner. This is University Beat, highlighting people and events at NMU. I'm Hannah Moran. Outdoor rec major Jonathan Faring isn't just sitting in a classroom memorizing terms. He and the rest of his classmates are putting together programs and events that will be implemented in the community. His group is helping to organize and promote a special event at the Moosewood Nature Center in Marquette.
Well, it's Moosewood's annual Earth Day celebration that we put on. Basically, it's just a celebration of our Earth. It all relates to environmental education, just being aware of this great world that's around us. It's going to be April 18th, Saturday, from 1 to 4.
And it's not just the students in his program design and development class who are getting involved. The idea of a service learning-based class is to involve the entire community. It's an event for the whole family.
We're going to have a lot of vendors from the local community. We have Transitions Marquette. We have Lake Superior Watershed Partnership. They're going to be there. They're going to have a whole booth set up. They're going to have information and activities. And then we also have a lot of student organizations. Mu Beta Psi is coming out. They're going to be putting on some activities for us. We have Organization for Outdoor Recreation Professionals. That's the Outdoor Rec Student Organization, ORP. We have Students for Sustainability. We also have the EEGS Garden Club. We also have the Wildlife Society and the Aquatic Biological Society going to be coming out and setting up booths and putting on activities and have information. We have donations from Downwind Sports and from Revolutions, Bike Shop in Marquette. And so we're going to have raffle prizes and raffle drawings, door prizes. It's going to be activities. I know there's a student group. They're going to come out and do some nature hikes through the Bog Walk.
It's all ages, correct?
Yep, all ages. There's usually a lot of younger kids showing up. We have invited a lot of elementary schools to come out.
Okay.
But it's really tailored toward anybody who wants to come.
Something for everybody there.
Something for everybody. You know, we got older people who'd like to go on hikes. We have a lead nature hike. And then we have a lot of activities for young children as well. We're also going to have face painting. We're going to have seed bombs.
What's that?
They're just like little balls of birdseed that you can make and take home with you.
Oh, okay.
So it's just there's going to be crafts that we're going to be doing. Activity called Upcycle, where you take like recycled water bottles and you can make them into little bird feeders.
Oh, cool.
Or any sort of little craft you can do.
For some, getting excited about the Earth isn't easy. But for outdoor rec majors like Jonathan, all it takes is a step into the woods, and it feels like nothing is more important than preserving our natural resources.
What we like to do as outdoor rec majors, we love to experience the Earth. So we like to go out and just experience, you know, the wind, experience the water, experience the trees. And really, once you get out there, you kind of just, you feel it. Oh, you fall in love with nature. And I think that's a big part is experiencing your world.
The annual Earth Day celebration will be held this Saturday afternoon from 1 to 4 at the Moosewood Nature Center in Marquette. For more information, visit moosewood.org. University Beat is a production of Public Radio 90, WNMU-FM, Marquette. Production assistance provided by Hans Allstrom. I'm Hannah Moran.